朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
安德烈经历这些事情。
Now Andrew experienced this.
所以他迫不及待的，这样热切去告诉他的哥哥彼得。
So he couldn't wait. He just ran off to tell this good news to his brother Peter.
他宣告什么
？What is his proclamation?
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said we met Messiah.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He said we found Messiah.
我不是仅仅听说过弥赛亚而已。
It's not just I heard about Messiah.
我不是远远的看见他而已。
Or I just saw him in the distance.
我和他面对面，和他有一起的关系，和他有个人的关系。
I saw him face to face, and I have this personal relationship with him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我接受主之后，我可以从我的心里说，我遇见主了，遇见耶稣基督了。
It's when the minute I received the Lord, and I can really proclaim that I've met the Lord. I saw him.
你知道，当我在 Missouri, 在 Union City 那里信主以后，我要回到我读书的地方，就是在 Ithaca Cornell。
When I received the Lord, which is at the Union City, Missouri, afterwards I have to return to my school at Cornell.
我到了学校第一件事情就把我的朋友都找来，我遇见主了，我遇见主了，我遇见主了。
The first thing I went back is that I called all my friends. I said, I met the Lord.
我不晓得我是不是比安德烈还要兴奋。
I don't know whether I was even more excited than Andrew.
但是让我告诉你，当你信主以后，你应该兴奋一点。
But let me tell you, after you receive the Lord, you should be more excited.
你应该到处宣扬说，我遇见耶稣了，我遇见耶稣，你看见没有，我遇见耶稣了。
You should just cry out everywhere, say, see, I received the Lord. I received the Lord.
安德烈没有办法讲什么道理，是不是
？Because Andrew couldn't tell any, give any kind of a teaching or doctrine.
但是他能够讲一个非常准确，在他经历里面改变他生命的一件事情。
But he can tell very, very precisely this changing power in his life.
他把他的哥哥找来。
He found his brother.
你知道，在圣经里面，我们读到关于很多彼得的故事。
You see, in the Bible, we know a lot of stories about Peter.
彼得是一个天生做领袖的人，不太会受人影响的。
You see, Peter is a born leader. He does not affected by other people very quickly.
但是安德烈的经历是彼得没有的。
But Andrew's experience is what Peter does not have.
这里没有讲到彼得怎么样说话。
We don't know how Peter reacted.
也许彼得听了以后，因为是他弟弟，他不能跟他，他可以骂他一顿，他可以跟他辩论，他可以不接受。
Maybe because this is his own brother, he will probably argue with him and does not believe at all.
啊，也许因为这个缘故，圣经里没有记载他们那天发生的事情。
Maybe that was the reason it was not recorded here.
但是有一件事情，安德烈把彼得带来见耶稣了。
But one thing is significant is that Andrew did bring Peter to meet Jesus.
今天早上我看见 Danny 带着他两个朋友来教会。
This morning I saw Danny bring the two friends here.
我希望他们遇见耶稣，耶稣对他们发出挑战。
And I wish that they meet Jesus and Jesus would challenge them.
耶稣看见彼得就在说，你是约翰的儿子西门。
And when Jesus saw Peter, he said, you are the son of Jonah.
你要成为基法。
Your name shall be called Cephas.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我花了很多时间思想，到底彼得有没有认识耶稣是谁？虽然耶稣认识他，立刻叫出他来，但是彼得有没有认识他？
Here I have a question. Although Jesus knew Peter, he called out his name right away. I was wondering whether Peter really knew Jesus at that time.
我就一面想的时候，想起圣经里有一句话，在马太福音十六章里面。
Then I realized that also there's another verse in the Matthew 16.
十六节那里，彼得耶稣有一次向他的门徒发出挑战，说：“你们说我是谁
？”At that time, that Jesus challenged his disciple, say, "Who do you think I am?"
你知道彼得回答什么
？You know, Peter answered.
彼得回答说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
”Peter answered that you are Christ, is the Son of the Living God.
耶稣怎么回答
？And at that time, Jesus answered.
他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
”He said, "Simon Barjona, you are the blessed."
他一样叫他一个名字，叫做西门巴约拿。
He also called him the same name here. Is Simon the son of Jonah? Son of Jonah.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到吗？约翰福音里面第一章这里所讲的约翰的儿子西门，其实英文里面或者希腊文原文就是说， 西门巴约拿，因为巴的意思就是儿子。
Because the name Bar means son, and Simon, the son of Bar Jonah means Simon, the son of Jonah.
也许我们可以这样说，当这里同样名字出现的时候，我想圣经里面已经埋伏这样的思想，预表这样的思想，彼得认识耶稣基督，所以耶稣叫他做西门约拿的儿子。
So at that time we can almost tell that in the writing is already signify that Jesus knows him and he knows the Lord, that his name was called Peter Bar Jonah.
Simon Bar Jonah.
Simon Bar Jonah.
不管这里我们有没有确实证据，至少彼得那一天真正认识耶稣是基督。
But we don't know, we don't have any proof, but we know that they, Peter, would know Jesus.
但至少彼得和安德烈他们一起去传扬福音。
But at least we know that later on, Peter and Andrew, they went out and preached the gospel together.
他们遇见腓力。
Because they come across Philip.
他们对腓力，耶稣对腓力说，来跟从我吧。
And so Jesus called Philip, said, come follow me.
腓力就和安德烈、彼得一同跟随了耶稣。
So Philip,together with Andrew and Peter, they follow the Lord.
这里有很简单的对话。
Now there's a very, very simple conversation here.
耶稣对腓力说，来跟从我。
Jesus said to Philip, come and follow me.
腓力是怎么样一个人呢？
And what kind of person is Philip?
腓力可能是有相当多问题的人。
Philip might be one with a lot of questions.
他是要钻研许许多的问题之后才信耶稣的。
He really want to study and solve all kinds of problems before he can really believe the Lord.
正如刚才我们有人说，哦，我要多一点认识耶稣，让我多听几次道，我才来信耶稣。
Just like a lot of people will say, oh, I have to listen to some more and I want to understand more before I can truly believe in the Lord.
这个腓力更进一步。
Now this Philip is even more.So,
他说我要读很多圣经，我要把圣经读通了，我才来信耶稣。
He said, I want to study a lot of study the Bible until I fully understand what the Bible is talking about. Then I will receive.
你有没有听过传福音碰见这样子的人？他说我要把圣经读懂了，我才来信耶稣。
Now,
有没有这样的人呢？
Come across persons like this. I want to study the Bible until I fully understand. Then I will believe in the Lord.
你不要以为这样人没有盼望啊，这样人是有盼望的。
Praise the Lord. You don't think these kind of person have no hope because they have great hope.
我们怎么知道？因为腓力这里做了个简单的证明。
How do we know? Because Philip.Made a very simple demonstration here.
他转过身来对拿单又传福音的时候，他说：“我们在摩西的律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。”
Because when after he turned around to witness to other people, he said, "The one that was recorded in the laws of Moses and also was proclaimed by the prophets, that's the one we met."
腓力是更进一步，他不仅传福音，他拿圣经出来引用给拿单也看。
So even one more step.That not only he preached the gospel, preached about Jesus, he can really cite the book, cite the scripture that was recorded about Jesus.
他不仅是从安德烈、彼得那里经历到一件事情，看见耶稣的生活，看见耶稣的生命而信主。
Not only he actually experienced God's Jesus' life, and he knows him personally. He can also witness for him.
他也能够从圣经里面立下良好的根基，来证明耶稣就是神所要设立的那一位救主。
And he also have this good foundation in the word that Jesus is the one that was said to be Christ to save the world.
但这里有一件很有趣的事情。
But here's a very interesting thing.
他遇见一个头脑更顽固的人。
He come across even a more stubborn one.
这位拿单也有一个成见。
Nathaniel has a precept.
他说拿撒勒还能说什么好东西？
He said, "This, how could is can there any good things come out of Nazareth?"
我想拿单叶和腓力大概是相当熟的朋友。
I believe Nathaniel and Philip must be very good, very close friends.
不然他们不会一下就抬杠，对不对？
Otherwise, they won't argue like that right away.
而且我相信腓力大概是在拿单叶面前是甘拜下风的，口才不如拿单叶。
I believe probably Philip usually is not so affluent before Nathaniel.
所以腓力根本就不敢，也不能跟拿单叶辩论。
And so Philip really cannot. Dare not argue or argue with Nathaniel.
但是腓力讲了一句很有趣的话。
But Philip said something very interesting.
说你来看。
He said, "Come and see."
你来看。
Come and see.
我讲到你来看，我就想起 Paul Brogy.
Whenever I talk about come and see, I was reminded of Brother Paul.
那些年轻人的笑， Paul Brogy 是不是这样？你来看，是不是这样 ？Come, come， 有没有这样子哈
？Paul Brogy always say, "Come, come."
弟兄姊妹，但是我告诉你，当他把拿单也带到耶稣面前，你来看的时候，是他最成功的一点。
But you know, when Philip say, "Come and see," and actually, brought Nathaniel to Jesus, that is his the most successful part.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们传福音遇见各式各样的人，就好像这些门徒一样啊。
You see, when we try to witness for the Lord, we come across all kinds of people.
有些人头脑大的一个地步，根本就跳他不动。
And some people are so headstrong, you really cannot move a bit.
有些人不仅头脑大，他是顽固啊。
And some not only headstrong, they are just downright stubborn.
根本拿他没有办法。
You just cannot do anything.
但是若是你能叫他来看。主耶稣自己负责。
But if you can say, "Come and see," and then Jesus will be responsible himself.
耶稣对拿单也有办法的。
Because Jesus can deal with Nathaniel.
他对彼得是借着预言说出他将来的身份：你是彼得，你是基法，你是一块石头，将来你成为教会的根基。
Now to Peter, Jesus prophesies over him, saying that he will be called Cephas, that is the rock.
他对于拿单也就是说 but, 你是个真以色列人
But to Nathaniel he said You are a true Israelite
我很想讲一篇信息叫真以色列人
I really like to preach a message on true Israelite
其实我知道今天我绝对不可能把拿单也的经历也讲完
I understand I really cannot fully preach on the experience of Nathaniel
但你想想主耶稣这句话他说你是真以色列人拿单也听了什么感觉
But just imagine when, what did Nathaniel feelWhen Jesus said, "You are the true Israelite,"
恐怕他一听就是这个称呼真不错。
Maybe at first he will be very flattered.
主耶稣说什么？他说你
Then Jesus said,
你的心里是没有诡诈的。
That you have no guile.
但是耶稣对他说了。
Then Jesus said,
他说你还没有招呼，他说你在无花果树下，非得还没有招呼你，我就看见了。
He said, even before Philip called you, when you are under the fig tree, I already saw you.
耶稣有个本事能够看透他的内心。
You see, Jesus can see through his heart.
有些人嘴巴上硬，他心里是要神的。
You see, a lot of people, they are very strong in verbally, but actually in their heart, they wanted the Lord.
他们嘴里虽然是那样反对，但心里面实在是虚空的。
Although they really oppose so strongly, but actually their hearts are so empty.
他们辩论是为了争取胜利，却知道胜利的结果叫他失败。
You see, when they want to argue, is they want this superficial victory, but that victory bring failure to them.
他们也知道，如果他辩赢了以后，对他没有好处。
Because they do know, even after they win the argument, there's no good come to them.
所以主耶稣一下就指出，他说：“你心里是没有诡诈的。”
So right away, Jesus just pointed out to him that there's no guile in your heart.
而且说我早就看见你了。
And then he said that a long time ago, I already saw you.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们有各式各样的人。再说，我们每个人受造也不同。
Now today, with all people, we're all different, and we're all created differently.
我们也在不同的程度里面对主的福音有挑战、有抵挡、有问题。
And in different levels, we do have this oppression, we have this doubt about gospel.
但是耶稣能够面对面解决你的问题。
But Jesus can really face to face solve your problem.
只要你能够向他。真正的诚心，心里面没有诡诈。
As long as you have a true heart open to him, when there's no guile in your heart.
所以一下子拿单也在神的面前，在主的面前就低头了。
So right away, Nathaniel just bowed down before the Lord.
他说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
”Rabbi, you are the king. You are the son of God. You are the king of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你把他们这四个门徒他们所做的见证放在一起看。实在他们每个人经历耶稣都有不同的一面。
So if we put these four people before us, then we can see they all have different aspect in experience the Lord.
你我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And Andrew proclaimed, we met Messiah.
弥赛亚就是神所高立的，神所行使的，神所主权所安立的那一位。
Now Messiah is the one that was anointed, that will reign over.
他腓力说他是众先知所见证的是摩西在律法上所记的是应验预言的那一位
And Philip will say This is the one that was recorded in the law And was also was prophesied And this is the one that will fulfill all those prophecy
拿单也说你是神的儿子你是以色列的王
And Nathaniel will say You are the son of God The king of Israel
每个人都有不同角度的见证
Everybody have a different angle of their witness.
这些见证就是他们个人经历的结果。
And all this testimony are their personal experience.
那弟兄姊妹，这四个人放在一起，怎么样呢
？When you put these four people together, what will happen?
我觉得一件非常稀奇的事情。
I believe there's a wonderful thing happening there.
主在他刚开始传福音，还没有多少工作做出来，还没有多少神迹行出来，说先找到这四个门徒。
You see, way before Jesus established his work, so-called, he found these four people first.
而且这四个人，他们自然的关系、背景的关系是相当在一起，相当能够和谐的。
And these four people, from their natural background and everything, they can really work harmoniously together.
他们彼此中间一个带一个的信了主。
And they just one after another, they all was brought to the Lord.
而且信了主以后，他们四个人变成同伴。
And then afterward, they all received the Lord. They become a companion to each other.
他们每个人都有个人经历，认识耶稣是谁，而且能够传扬耶稣。
They all have their personal experience. They knew the Lord, and they can all preach the gospel.
你看他们心里面实在火热。
And then you can see that there's real zeal in their heart.
有时候我也看见弟兄们刚信主的时候，真是充满了火热，真是喜乐。
I often I see the brothers and sisters when they first believe in the Lord, they are so zealous for the Lord.
今天早上杨华姊妹没有来。
This morning, our sister Yang wasn't here yet.
但我记得她刚刚信主时候，在我家里面，我请了一些年轻朋友来。她刚刚信主没有几天。
I believe when she first believed in the Lord, just days, I invited a group of young people in my home.
真是充满了喜乐，而且大有把握见证。我知道耶稣是谁，我认识他，因为耶稣在我的心里面。
She was filled with joy, and she just that with such boldness she witnessed for the Lord. She knows I knew him and I received him. I know he is in my heart.
我那个表弟是很会辩论的人。
And at that time, there's one of my cousin who is very argumentative.
他们在那里唇枪舌战，非常精彩。
At that time, they were just arguing with each other. It was quite a sight.
我在那边越看越稀奇，这一个。姊妹信主没有多久，为什么她知道这么多事情
？And I just marveled at that time because this sister did only received the Lord a few days and she knew so much.
她所说的话大有把握。
She proclaimed the things that was such confidence.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们每一个人都有这样的能力，因为耶稣基督在我们生命中间是真实。
Actually, we should all be like that because this Jesus has this true life is in us.
我们愿意向我们的朋友求主把我们里面的热再重新眺望起来。
Now we are willing to witness to our friends. We ask the Lord to stir up the king, to rekindle this heat, this fire again.
你不要怕你知道的不够多。
Don't be afraid that you don't know too much.
因为你不需要把人说服叫他来信耶稣。
Because that wasn't the point that you convince anybody.
你只要做你的见证，耶稣基督自己要向他们证明。
All you have to do is to witness, to give your own testimony, and then Jesus will do the rest.
主从来没有叫我们叫别人得救。
The Lord never want us to save other people.
只要叫我们做见证。
They only want us to witness.
有一位传福音在电视上传福音的牧师也是传道人，有一天在电视里面讲，他说我一个人都没有救过。
There's once a televangelist that proclaimed on television, say, "I've never saved anybody."
他说我传了这么多福音，一个人都没有救过。
Because I preached the gospel for so many years, but I never did save even one.
他说我的确用各样的方法来证明耶稣是基督。
I use all kinds of ways to prove that Jesus is Christ.
我从旧约到新约，引证给他们看，耶稣是基督。
From Old Testament to New Testament, I can prove to them that Jesus is Christ.
耶稣是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
耶稣是神所设立那一位，叫他为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
And he is the one that was set up by the that was set by the Lord that who will die for us on the cross.
耶稣基督已经复活，他从死里复活，以大能证明他是神的儿子。
He's also resurrected and with this great power to prove that he is the Son of God.
我已经向人宣讲，说是耶稣基督还要再来。
And I also proclaim that Jesus will come again.
他要把教会接到荣耀里面去。
And he will receive the church into his glory.
他在地上所设立的教会是为了他做见证。
And all the church that he set upon on this earth is for his own witness.
他说：“但是我没有救过一个人。”
But then he said, "I've never saved anybody."
你想想，一个传道人一个人都没有救过，你想底下听人怎么提心吊胆的
？Now was this minister who claimed that he never saved anybody, so people really worry about that.
我在听了也替他捏把汗，他怎么收场法
？And my heart was hanging in midair. See, how is he going to conclude this meeting?
但忽然他转过来，他说：“哈利路亚，感谢主，神没有叫我救一个人，我不能救任何人，耶稣基督救你。”
But when he turned around, he said, "Hallelujah! The Lord did not want me to save anybody. I cannot save anybody, but Jesus who saves."
我们没有办法救任何人。
We cannot save anybody.
但是耶稣可以救你。
But Jesus can save you.
耶稣是基督。
Because Jesus is Christ.
我们只是见证，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
We only can witness. We met the Messiah.
Hallelujah! 因为我们里面大有喜乐。
Praise the Lord, because we do have this great joy in us.
我们大有把握。
We have this great confidence.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里他们几个同伴在一起。
Now you see this companion that working together.
他们以后也有争执。
And later on, they might have some arguments.
他们都有个人的利益。
Because they have their own thing.
他们跌跌撞撞走在一起，这个成为神，这个成为将来成为十二使徒，就是他们。
And they are struggling along, and actually they become the four of those 12 disciples.
以后主耶稣还要有时候来劝架。
Sometimes the Lord even have to come and to become the peacemaker among them.
弟兄姊妹，这好像我们跟随主的样子，对不对？
This is just like us when we are following the Lord.
但感谢主，他们有同伴在一起。
But praise the Lord, they have a company together.
因为他们知道同一个呼召、同一个任务、同一个使命。
Because they know they have this one call, this one commission, they have this one duty to do.
当他们跟随耶稣的时候，主讲得很清楚，你们来跟从我。
Because when they follow the Lord, it's very, very clear. The Lord said, "You come, follow me."
结果他们就因为跟随耶稣的缘故，成了同伴。
So because they all follow Jesus, they become companion.
弟兄姊妹，今天我看到教会里面，我们每个人都需要同伴，对不对？
Now today in church, we all need some companion.
少年人需要少年人同伴，青年人需要青年人同伴，中年人需要中年人同伴，老年人需要老年人同伴。
The young people, they need companion, and the young, the old.
如果我们的心是来跟随耶稣的，就是什么人都可以做我们的同伴。
But if our heart is we want to follow Jesus, then anybody can be our companion.
因为在那个同一的呼召里面，我们做同伴，没有要求我们各个喜欢别人。
Because in that one calling, under that one calling, we become companion. Does that mean that we have to actually really like everybody?
但是我们却是被因为这个吸引，这个荣耀的呼召和做基督徒的目的。而彼此扶持了。
But because we are attracted to him, we have this very glorious calling that we are all one.
我们弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，彼此扶持，彼此帮助，一同来做门徒。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we're together, we support each other, we exalt each other, we become disciples together.
我们学会做见证，我们学会带人信耶稣。
Then we learn how to witness for him. We learn how to bring other people to the Lord.
我们真正能宣告，我们遇见弥赛亚了。我知道。
Then we can really proclaim that we met Messiah. We know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们没有办法讲拿单耶的经历。
We're not going to go into the experience of Nathaniel.
不过没有关系，以后也许我们再讲。
Maybe later on we have chance.
愿主叫我们每个人从心里说。我们认识耶稣基督，我们遇见他。
May the Lord bless us, and so that we can all say we met him, we met Messiah.
今天早晨，也许有人已经心打开，让耶稣进来与你同住。
Maybe this morning, some of you already opened your heart. You want the Lord Jesus to abide in you.
也许你还没有清楚的救，但是你知道耶稣基督会向你显现。
Now maybe you are not really truly a believer yet, but you believe that the Lord will reveal Himself to you.
像安德烈一样。
Just like Andrew.
我求主借着你与他同住的经历，叫他向你证明他的真实。
I pray that this experience that he dwelling with you, this experience will make you believe him.
若你还没有接受他，我求你现在这个时候把你的心打开。
If you have not received him yet, I pray that you will open your heart to receive him now.
若你已经信耶稣，而且你有确实的把握，知道耶稣是谁。
Now, if you already believe in the Lord and you have such assurance, you know who he is.
我指着主的权柄这样对你说。
Now, in God's power, I said to send this unto
you.
You shall witness for him.
对人做见证说，我们遇见弥赛亚。
You shall witness to other people, say that I met him.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
他并没有叫你为他做最好的辩论者，来把人头脑打破。
He never asked you to be the best, to give the best argument to convince other people to break other people's will.
他只是叫你传扬他，做一个信差，把这个信息传给他。
He only wants you to be a messenger to pass out the good news.
如果你能把他们带到主的面前来
，If you can bring him to the Lord,
主一定会自己向他们显现。
The Lord will reveal to them himself.
主自己要负他的责任
and he shall be responsible
证明他是基督
to prove that he is Christ
证明他是弥赛亚
to prove that he is the Messiah
用各样神迹奇事
with all kinds of miracles and wonders
你看以后你看在约翰福音第二章里面耶稣行了神迹圣经里说因此他的门徒才信他
and you can see that in the second chapter of John you see that Jesus starting to perform miracles, and then it was recorded so that the disciples believe that he is the Son of God.
主会一步一步地带领我们认识他。
It is still a long way, but the Lord will prove himself to us.
这是一个起点。
Now, but this is the starting point.
你要清楚知道他是你的救主。
You should know that he is your Savior.
他是神所设立的那位救赎主。
He is the one that was set up by the Lord who is our Savior.
这是弥赛亚的意思。
Now, he is Messiah. That's the true meaning.
朋友, 你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。